Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. And thank you very much out there. Now, I know everybody out there has been wondering, what the hell am I going to be talking about calling the fishbowl? Well, most of you already know pretty much. But before I do, as I want to, of course, thank you all for listening. And, of course, future listeners out there that will be listening to this, as well as you, in archives or past shows. And, of course, do check out, after you check out or have any questions after checking any of my past shows or presently or in the future, since time is really not linear, is it? Send me an email at flyingpigs@artlover.com or at contact me at, if you have a MySpace account, /Andrew Fetter. Send your questions, comments, or whatever is on your mind, and send it on over. And, of course, I am, I guess, Andrew Fetter. It's really a really calming sort of day today, isn't it? It just feels like that. Well, for me it is. Well, one of the aspects, which the reason why I wanted to get into the subject is just sort of funny when you see things around you and you wonder, people around you, friends, neighbors, etc. You see, if you step out and you look at how people are relating and what they're doing and what they're thinking and whatever, you sort of get a relationship of what is really a lot of how people are thinking and what's going on. And still, some people, in fact, a lot of people still don't get it. And even if they do, they put it in the back of their mind and go back to the same old groove and same old mold of thinking capacities, and then they don't understand why the same merry-go-round effect still happens in our society and humanity, et cetera. You know, and it's funny because when I go on blogs or discussions with some people, they rehash the same old things over and over again, and it's pretty much a lot of it is just because the way of thinking, not that everybody has their own individual way of thinking and approaching and perspectives of things, but it's also another issue. And it relates actually, in fact, to my intro song that's incorporated, by the way, from Masonic Temple, which is from Blind. And do check that out at, of course, their MySpace myspace.com/mastem, and that's from their album, Follow Me. And it, if you listen to that song, it does have the words what I'm pretty much talking about and how I try to at least elaborate to a large extent. A lot of people, you know, when I say open your mind and open your heart, you hear a lot of people say this over and over in so many ways, from Dao Tse Tung to Judaism, Taoism, Sunni Islam, Buddhism, Native Americanism, agnostic Christianity. They can go on and on, but it just like a plane just flew over their head. So what is this? I mean, what is, like I said, what is life all about to you? I mean, do you live in a bubble where all your concerns are what immediately affects you? I mean, even on a daily basis, is life to you only perhaps just your job, your business, your career, your family, your friends, the media, trivia, the plethora of drama that surrounds you? Is that so important for you? I mean, because the reality is, if that is the sole thing, not to diminish certain things of your family and friends, because those are all, and people, that's obviously important in your way, your relationship to your career, but if your total world is that, then the reality is you're really living in both a spiritual and physical fishbowl, which most people tend are. And that's out of a discourse of a situation where people have learned to live in division rather than unification, and not just amongst people, but in within the universe. And I mean, we've had past guests who have elaborated on it. But I, like I said, I do deeply understand how many of you do indeed have their day-to-day problems, or more like issues. I understand how, you know, the mothers, of course, have to take care of the kids, and perhaps the father's the same, and everybody's in certain situations. And indeed, like I said, these are important. But it's also, when you look in the over realm of your spiritual being and over realm the reality of the universe, these are like just one speck, so to speak. And it's really not the reality of all things. Though it is important, it needs time for, I mean, if the mother is not mentally capable or have her own spiritual being, then that also diminishes her ability to actually care for her own child. The same thing for the father, the same thing the brother, the sister, the mother, you know, grandmother, et cetera. I mean, it can go on. And it does elaborate to the exaggerations, hyperbole, of the illusions of us living in a fishbowl. Now, like these worries of today, the worries of the day, are they the fishbowl? I mean, there is a world or a fishbowl within your car. I mean, you get in your car and you think you're in your little fishbowl. I mean, when you go into your work, perhaps in your little world, in that little cubicle, if you have one, I mean, this is more like a perhaps your fishbowl in your work, or inside your little area within your computer, if you work on a computer or wherever station. Even if you work amongst or involved with activities amongst others, such as, you know, doing some service jobs or whatever, I mean, there is certainly a feeling of separation. And to a large extent, even as we are an individual, we are still put on ourselves in this fishbowl effect. I mean, we see things in our own eyes and our ears and our own ears and our minds. And, of course, this is from our perspective, and that's deemed from our soul. We are the observer. So even many have in these particular times, understandably so, with the situation of money concerns, house building, their mortgage, their rent, their food, their gas, the setting, you know, the many, many, many daily worries that is around, which actually created more exaggeration of the illusionary worries of separation. Because, in fact, these are all not real things. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you die in the physical way of looking things, what is that one and all that other stuff? I mean, it's substance to feed you, but you don't die and take all these substances with you. Well, you don't have bring with you your fancy car and your fancy clothes and your fancy houses. The only thing you take with you is your experiences that you carry on from lifetime to lifetime. So in reality, those are really an illusionary items. They're artifacts that some, you know, archaeologists might find and say, hey, what did Joe Schmo do with that, you know, whatever, okay? So I'm asking, how many out there are, who live within the fishbowl? I mean, there's also a situation where I see a lot of people, and I question, you know, and it's not cause of living in a fishbowl, are you really a good listener? I mean, there's a sense to that. If you really listen to the person speaking as they speak, or do you, they're speaking, instead of listening to what they're having to say, you're already perhaps thinking about what you're going to say instead. And doing so, that is almost like having your own, some of the fishbowl effect. I mean, do you get caught off by the person? You know, do you cut? Another one is if you cut off the person who is about to speak to you about a situation that you've actually asked about, and then that person cuts you off, or you cut that person off, rather. I mean, what kind of situation is that? You're basically living in a bubble. You already don't even care what the other person says, even though you asked them the question. And this often occurs, I mean, even among politicians, bloggers, and so for the other person sitting and watching, you know, those little show or whatever, and you go online and you know, those people blog with HuffingPost or whatever, and those bloggers sit in their computers and type away and really not listen to what they're reading, even what the other person's saying, and already thinking what they're going to say. You know, and that's part of the fishbowl effect. They're all living in the fishbowl. And my question, are you living in the fishbowl? I mean, you know, I'm being through a glass house. You really got to living like you're in a fishbowl. I mean, many out there, I'm asking you, do you really know what is happening around the world? And does it really concern you? Are you more concerned with what happens within your own little fishbowl? Do you think what happens, for example, in Iran affects you? Don't you think that what does happen there does affect you? Don't you think that when many so-called liberals forget that there is actually suffering in Darfur for a momentary worried about, oh, Michael Jackson just died, you know, or they'll go on another media event and another little thing, they're just still acting like little, living within their fishbowl, whatever passes around the little fishbowl, so to speak, that switches their attention. Do you get my drift? See, there's a lot of things, if you're in a fishbowl, you're just waiting for whatever is being drawn to your attention. Instead of being the reality of knowing that there is no, I mean, that is not within your, the bet on it within your fishbowl. And what's going on over there, or you don't really care. I mean, how about the environment keeping Earth, you know, clean, so to speak? And I'm not getting into the issue of global warming, that's a whole other bullshit. But caring for the environment and worrying about Mother Earth, is it not within your fishbowl? You know, how about energy? I mean, if you really like living in a fishbowl, that gets you really, really happy to be dictated to about energy. I mean, do you know we have the ability to implement free energy? Or do you just feel so powerless because that's what we're told? You know, that's what told you. I mean, are you at their beck and call? Do you live at the beck and call of those within the fishbowl that created for you? I mean, basically, that would be it. I mean, you, like I said, you're sitting in the fishbowl, and they're telling you what to see, what to listen to, how to act, what society's supposed to be. But then again, isn't that living in fishbowl? Isn't that an illusion? That's how they are telling you, they're dictating to you. I mean, may seem to blind themselves to the obvious, which is sort of surprisingly to me and to many people. I mean, philosophers and very holy people in past and present always see this obvious and yet keep on going on and on and on like a damn merry-go-round. And I'm asking, why are we always, as a human and living in this merry-go-round? I mean, our technology, like Einstein, our technology has advanced millions of times, but how much has society, humanity, advanced itself? Think about it. Why does it keep on going in the same circle? Now, I've had plenty of guests on the past who say the same things in different ways, talking about the problem, and they're really quite obvious over and over again. It's the fishbowl effect. I mean, don't we see and understand that every one of us affects the other? I mean, with our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own actions. I mean, we affect in one shape or form our environment, even Earth, even its surrounding. And of course, there's for every action, there's a reaction. People think, for example, the global warming thing, oh, we're all causing it. That's one of the things, like I said, it has to deal with the sun and all that stuff. Even me, I make mistakes and I learn from them. And you know, you seek to learn, and you find out the information. But act by trying to find out the correctness of it is breaking out of that, living in a fishbowl. The action to find, to look from beyond your circumstance is living outside the fishbowl. So I ask, we are all in reality, all in effect, in one shape or form, in our environment, even with our own actions and our very thoughts, affect one another, and our universe, and our environment. I mean, there are many people out there who work their jobs and think that's all that really matters in their life. I mean, there are those who, man, after our day at work, I'll come home and I'll suck up some six-pack of beer, go to a six-pack, take the bump, man, I'm going to get a hit here, man, I get real high, like, wow, you know, my hard day, the man's all over me, man.
Let's go play a video game.
You know? Go on Facebook and chat away and talk about nonsense. Or go to that party and just get drunk and shit and eat and, you know, and just do things that just absolutely have no reality. It's basically escapism. Because this is what is going on. Some sort of imaginary escapism from, and then your higher self is trying to do to deal with the fact that you're living within this imagined fishbowl. Because that is what it's all important to them. So the question is to you. I mean, it's okay to do chats and discussions and get involved and joke around and have fun and party and eat, you know, whatever. Drink and smoke and do all that stuff. If you do that, it's always about the intent of an escapism of your circumstances of life. Not simply just enjoyment to kick back. If it is in your higher self to escape of the reality, then you need to face the reality. Your higher self telling you something. And it's an example of many who feel you may feel powerless. I mean, having low esteem and you feel secluded within this fishbowl effect. I mean, maybe that's the reason why don't do nothing, but you just go along their way. You know, there was an experiment a long time ago that was done. Maybe you've probably ever heard about it. You take an aquarium, several fish, stick them in it, right? And then you put a divider, like a plexiglass thing or whatever, in the middle of the divider. And you keep fish, or the little fishies, on one side. And when you pull up, and the fish there, you know, they won't even bump it, they'll check it out, whatever. And if you pull up the slide or whatever, the divider, the fish will just stay there. I mean, they're going to assume, and kids, they assume, and you know what they say about doing, you know, make an ass of you and me. Well, anyway, they assume that they're still a divider. In the essence, their little minds, they still think that is a debtor. They the same way, the same thing, the same imaginary process there, illusion that's happened to humanity. Only that there was never a divider, a real divider, in the first place. You've all assumed it, and they all said what assume is. I mean, you were taught and taught, even to the point of discipline, even to the point of using lies, deception, manipulation, guilt, fear, to conjure up this illusionary wall that has created your own, very own fishbowl effect upon you. I mean, there are those who have a higher self, you know, that fishbowl is a lie, and that it's an illusion, of course, the manipulator's making. And you all know that, indeed, within yourselves, that this is really a lie. And this lie is called fishbowl. It has been taught to your great-grandparents and all the way down to your parents and finally to you. I mean, own clerics, planners of this illusionary fishbowl. Yes, clerics. And the past clerics and the clerics before them. And I'm talking about the priests, ministers, the rabbis, the mullahs. Because they have been lying and lying and lying and lying and manipulating you into a life within this illusion of a fishbowl. Because it's an illusion. this is the only way to salvation, and it was what they have deemed for you. They have used fear to scare you with these illusions of this fictitious fishbowl, and they have divided you from God. I feel like Charlton Heston right now. They have separated you from living to God and the universe. Why? You would think that you live all alone, that you are separated from God and the universe. Therefore, they become in between, right? They don't want to listen. I mean, they lied to you, scared you with the lies of the legion of Hades, which they now call hell. They told you he has died for your sins, or that you were born with sin. These are all lies. These are all lies that manipulate and create this illusionary effect of a fishbowl. They're trying to keep you in this very illusion that they want you to believe in. I know these folk out there. I've seen them, met them, of course, heard them. I'm not the only one who's always had this, but there's always other people. And they will call me, other people like us or whatever, that question them. And they'll call us, oh, you're a heretic. You're a demon. You're the Satanist. You're the Antichrist. Or even some will even say, let's put a fatwa on him. So like I said, some of them have called me the heretic. It is within all the divine awareness that has always existed. I mean, if you're aware of it, you realize it's what is real. First, become aware of it. Don't close your eyes to it. Don't believe me. Just take care of yourself. Don't pull the wall, break the wall down. The other side of the wall. Or it's an illusionary wall. Don't be the little fish. I mean, they have placed fear of it. They've used the guilt even for considering it. They will it as a voice of Satan to scare you. They'll say, oh, he's being satanic. They'll say, tongue of Satan, oh my God, manipulate you. Well, you know what's the funny thing? Is that when it comes down to 5,000 years, who's really the satanic cult? Who's the one who's been doing the dark thing? Who's been the one manipulating with fear, guilt, hatred, separation? From the reality of the presence, God lies within you. When you get into it, that's the reality. They have separated you with fishbowl to keep you in line. But who's talking with the forked tongue? Who's dealing with the lie? The fishbowl only has brought the filth within the fishbowl upon you. Look what it has done. You think, you created this universe of, you think there is a fishbowl, so therefore it gets dirty and nasty, and your own environment, spirituality becomes heavy. I mean, your soul, your physical, and your soul, physical being is tricked by these misers. So I say to you, all of you listening, look upon your own hearts and listen. I mean, God in the earth is indeed speaking to you. It's just that you're not listening because you think you're living in a fishbowl. You know, there are, like I said, many out there who will say, oh my God, he is Antichrist. And I said to somebody the other day and their eyes batted away. They looked at me like, wow, man. I had somebody say to me signing event a long time ago when a much looks came out when the angels risen. Sitting there at a signing event, I mean, where I looked at my book and read it, and I was anti-organized religion, and it was talking about trusting yourself and stuff. And she called me the Antichrist. Oh, that was the Antichrist. Because I was against the church. Well, it's funny because somebody I knew who had the same, when did that give me the look, like the same look, and I know because they're all fearful from the truth and their own higher self. But you know what's ironic about that? Christianity is their faith. I believe is Jesus' teachings. I mean, in his own book in the Gospel of Thomas, of course, it's not been the Catholic Church or any of the other Christians, because those are the real Christianity in the book of Thomas, or one of the books like the Premanal one, Gospels, said, I assume you can look it up, number 7, famous, because I was trying to bring it up in the last past show. And it was in with the ancient codice, so to speak, Brian Allen. And we both forgot about it. Now I had to look it up. Right, but it says, Jesus said, if you bring orthodoxy within you, what you have will save you. If you do not bring it forth, you do not have within you. You within you will kill you. I mean, like I said, that was the very words that, I mean, Jesus, right? Or supposedly Jesus said. I mean, that tells you everything. I mean, don't need church, don't need, you know, it's not in the Quran or any of the other stuff. That's just, it's nonsense. In reality, it really is. Yeah. It's in the Quran, it's on the Torah, the Bible. It's not in some rock, some vicinity. It's not on the hedge, go up the mountain or the hedge, wherever. It's not in the mountain or some effigy or some star or anything. It is so damn simple. Always been with you. I remember one great thing about that. There was a, let's go really quick into the ancient, said in, Kabbalism, where, and to find the key, the connection between man with his universe, his with the universe, man, I mean humanity, man and woman. Man wanted to make it like, and this is like almost an approcational, by the way. This is not what I believe, being personification meant as herbal. He or she, God wanted to, more of like a working thing. So I had a special key to it. So that's the angel where they put it. And one angel says, hey, put it on the Taihas Mountain. And God thought, I can't get it there. It's going to be too easy for them, eventually on the highest mountain. Well, another angel said, put it in the DC. And the angel said, hey, that's the best. They'll never get there. And God said, well, Vinian's going to find it there, too. I'm going to explore and find the key there. And God said, I know he'll never think of looking. I'll stick it in his heart. The whole point of that was that we're always looking outside of ourselves to find the connection to us in the universe. With and when it really has always been within us, in our heart. So, I mean, those out there who might call on me, really surprising, because yet Allah is indeed all. That includes us all, our souls. Allah is not Quran. Allah is you and the universe. Allah, like the music, is a guiding light within you for to listen to. Allah is not fear. Allah is not it. Allah is not submit with lies. Allah is not violence. Allah is great. Allah does not make you a dog to be whipped with a cane. And Allah does not preach you do it. Allah is love. So I'm asking those who follow that faith and believe, they do believe that Allah is all, Allah Akbar. Why your sister, your daughter, your mother, the bitch beaten like a dog? Is she not the one who just bore you? Or your sister, or your brother, your grandfather, sons, your grandsons? I mean, Allah is in all. Allah is created into the being. and it's an illusion to keep you in an official. All is not to be created into a refugee or some thing. He's not separate. He's not a he or a she or a personification. You, we, the world, we are Allah. Allah is great. Allah Akbar. Allah is everything. So if you all go deep inside yourselves, the love of God and the universe that speaks within your heart, your soul is the very truth of what I speak. I mean, the governments of the past, present, have placed upon their illusionary fishbowl upon everyone. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, look at the divisions that go on with our daily lives in the versus game, liberals versus neocons, Republicans versus Democrats, anti-Israelis and pro-Zionists, Jew versus Arab, Muslim versus Christian Jew, Buddhist and so on. And look everywhere you look, there's trying to division. The conservatives, the progressives. Look who's in your countries. The skin colors, all the black, they're white. They're Hispanic. They're consistently look at ourselves in division of imaginary fishbowls. I mean, we live in a society, so we've created our own little clans. And these clans came in one fishbowl. But in reality, even the shamans showed that we are always connected to the universe. Yet they've tried to destroy that, the shamanism, the understanding that we're all connected. And this found in all organized religions. Because when we get down to the cores of all of them, they're all pretty much the same thing. They're looking the same thing. Well, most of them, I mean, agnostic Christianity would, but not, I wouldn't say Orthodox Christianity. I would say Judaism, Islam, Gnostic Christianity, original Christians, Native Americanism, spirituality, Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, go on and on. They all deal with the same issues and talk of the same thing. They all have a connection, the underlying connection of the Ain Self, the beyond the Tao. This creator, the spirit. You know, they all have the same, they use different words, different things, pointing different things. They're trying to describe a situation of infinity into a metaphorical thing. But they all show a relationship to how we're all deeply connected to one another. And not just physically, not to you, me, and the person next to you, but the universe. People have to tend to open their ears and listen and realize connections between you and the universe and those around you. So, like I said, people consistently live in a division, in the illusion of a fishbowl. And is it you that they look like, I have to get to this audition for this show, or this 9-to-5 job, or the trivia things then in reality, are totally, in reality, meaningless. And I know that I try. I mean, I've always must try to be aware of, not to go back and thinking of living like I'm in a fishbowl. And that's the way it works. Now I'm getting to the practical side of it. I mean, people go, how do I go about from not feeling like I'm living in a fishbowl and have this 9-to-5 job or this job or that? It starts with a way, first of awareness, like some past shows. Once you're aware of it, then it's the way you're thinking and consistently changing your, like one of my teacher, Jenny Sinclair, before she passed away, and people have repeated her words consistently, the old faith thoughts or things, which is from her mouth. It's sort of funny when I hear that over and over from different, even people on other shows, even other hosts on BBS Radio. It's sort of funny, Todd. It goes, man, Janine, if she heard that, she'd be smiling. knowing that little Israel is carrying on itself on in one shape or another. And that's how it is with people, because you realize you, me, I might say something, but somebody else might say something, and it creates a ripple effect. That cause and effect shows that we're, how deeply connected we are. So it starts with those thoughts, it starts with the things. It starts, as she would say, change your tapes. And changing these tapes, thinking patterns, because thoughts are things, well, it embellishes within your own spiritual, because you are your thoughts. Your universe and everything around you are your thoughts. I mean, you remember that saying, take time out and smell the roses? Well, in reality, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Take some time of your reality, of your universe, that you've seemed to forgot, and check it out. And it's to come to a situation to relax. Somebody, remember when they said, like, when you get sick, for example, this year, I'm not saying, like, knocked out in your hospital and about to die. I'm saying, you know, you got a sick and you're in bed. And part of that in the universe, in a way, is an opportunity to reevaluate not just your life, but to reconnect to the reality of not living in a bubble. Because you're running around, you're in your little bubble, and you're so focused within your bubble, boom, the universe goes, wait a second, let's get this dude or girl back in gear here. So we can go back on the merry-go-round, doo-doo-doo-doo, over and over again. And then get sick. And then some people get all depressed and everything. For the reason why they're depressed is because they feel so helpless in this bubble. Because they've created in their own imaginary processes and their own thoughts that this is what it is. And that's why when you get pills and all those bullshit drugs, it's not really affecting the mind. It's only physical, because your mind isn't physical. Your mind is spiritual. And that's what's the problem with psychologists. They think things only simply. I mean, you cut out the frontal lobe of a brain. These are the things where people have cut things from their brains, but it affects the outer working of the person. But they don't know what the real mind behind the person is really thinking, right? I mean, he may, it's like a book, and we're like, it's like a camera that takes a picture. You're booking the camera, but the mind behind the camera still actually sees it. He just can't communicate or elaborate upon it. I mean, you, the person who may be all screwed up, may feel like, gushed up and stuff like that. But his higher self and his real self is connected. I mean, when I've spoken in the past about things like going out of body and things, one of the first things that when you become and you go on with, it's part of what they call the Merkava in Kabbalism, why that is one of the three foundations of the essence of what they call the three pillars, of is that it is bringing you to a reality of the universe. It is so infinitely connected. So I remember I was sitting there with couple of friends, and we were sitting outside, and I started talking about that, and there was this one person was like, what, inquisitive, and the other one was like almost fearful of it, in a sense, because fearful that what they've been told is a lie, and they're going to feel guilty about it, and they'd rather retract back to the loop, because they think, see, when you live in a fishbowl, you tend to think, it's sort of a, you're told it's like your security blanket. In reality, it's not a security blanket. It's not the reality at all. So it's like in the, like I said, you know, it's time in its essence to, in the realization of your thinking capacity and living what's happening with this illusionary fishbowl. I mean, it's time to realize that we, in reality, in this universe, in a grand sea of souls and elements, are infinitely connected. I mean, if we're infinitely connected, then you realize that this fitful BS is nonsense. You're going to realize that the division process is all incorrect. You know, I had one guest a while back, and I always recommend him for listening to one of his movies. I mean, for people who don't like to read or people who want to see imaging and stuff like that, he lays out something that's sort of fantastic. It's about Chematica. And go on YouTube, if you need to, you know, send me a message how to get to it, but it's Chematica with a K, K-Y-Matica. I had him on a past show called Archive, listened to his comments or whatever, on, I think it was like in May, in the middle of May sometime. And if you listen to his movie and you watch it, for example, he talked about the problem with humanity is not connecting, being the receptive. Like in Kabbalism, little Kabbalah means to receive, and they call it Shekhinah, which is feminine side, not to be female, but to the receiving of the universe. What does that mean? It means listening to and connecting to the universe. And that is the problem with humanity. We've constantly disassociated ourselves. We've closed out our pineal, actually, the pineal gland, which is part of the thought. They've tried to look that way. And they try to implement things of masculine form. That's why it's not a coincidence why they have masculine priests, masculine leaders. Why Jesus was a man instead of a woman. They don't talk about prophetess. They don't talk about... You'll look at a father and son, rather what happened with mother and daughter. They'll use these little images to put the masculine state aside of trying to think that's what is, because the masculine is the feminine element of your spiritual being, which is the connection of your universe. It's the listening side, the receptive side. And this is why Gnostic Christianity was purged away by the Orthodox Christian, the Catholic Church, the Protestants. Why now it's being resurfaced and trying to make, you know, sometimes buffoonery of it, but in reality, it's a reality of what even Jesus was saying, those who follow Christianity. That is the reality. It is the connection. Is connecting you to the universe, if you understand. I mean, it continues on and on. Look at our leaders. We have some people refer to as the Messiah complex. The Messiah complex, think that there's somebody who's going to save us from outside. Again, that is a symptom of thinking you live in official. Is dividing you, is keeping the illusion of fishbowl effect, so therefore you think you need an Obama to save you or some person out there to save you. But he's going to make the changes for us. No, you have the ability to make the changes. You have the ability to elect, and you have the power to proceed to govern. Yes, there is always clashes of wills and sometimes can be very violent and very obscure on the physical realm, but in reality and spiritual realm, that is different. You're coming into a time of the 2012 that things are having, people are opening up and listening and opening and receiving this, and this is no coincidence why a lot of this mission is more and more out there through the internet, through books, through subliminal ways out there, through even movies and whatnot. And books, and of course, there's counter to that, because there's very much fear out there among many who are part of that, in their minds, part of that spiritual game. Don't forget, these people themselves have been caught into that spiritual game. The manipulators themselves are living in that fishbowl effect, the causations. It's not just that they're mean people, no, or they're bad. Is that they were taught this too. You gotta realize no one created the evil one. The evil one wasn't just like, oh, I was born out of evil. It was over years and years and years and carrying the same vibrational area. And of course, we all have choices. We have these opportunities to make these changes in our choices. So that's the reality of the fishbowl. So my question is, who's living in the fishbowl? You know, keeps them stuck in my mind. There was a Pink Floyd song. I don't know if I posted it on Facebook and other places. It was called Wish You Were Here. Mind you, I don't have a great singing voice. I live in a place sax. I say people who play saxophone or they want to be singers, but never could. I was the guy who told it. I remember when I was doing my bar mitzvah, and they usually sing the part of the portion of the Torah, or they call Haf Torah, and start singing it. The rabbi said, can you do us a favor, just read it? Or I remember, you know, they had the Christmas song events during the as a kid, you know, elementary school, in front there. I was the guy they'd give me an instrument to play. Please, Andy, don't sing. So I won't sing it. But so, like, wish you were here. So, think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from Maine. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Do they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? How I wish you were here. There are two lost souls swimming in the official year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found? Same old fears. Wish you were here. So swimming in a fishbowl, or rather more like living in a fishbowl, huh? But that's not what I was always talking about, right? I'd probably put it, we're just lost souls in this universe, swimming in an illusion of a fishbowl, year after year, just all the time, running over the same old ground, the same old bullshit, over and over again. What have we found? The same old fears, the same old lies, the same old religion, the same old politics, the same old game, same old hate, same old division. And the angels say, I wish you were here. Wow. That's all I got to tell you. I'll tell you. No. Just to think about, I mean, everybody out there, you know, think about your day-to-day effect. Take even a moment. I mean, through your daily running lives, you know, some people say smell roses, take a meditation, you don't even have to contemplate. Think of the surroundings around you. Some people implement, you know, listening to music, that's fine. Listen to music, but not just escapism, but as a way of, you know, reflecting upon. You know? I'm just saying this to be all cognitive and thinking all the time and all that. Oh, you know, or do kumbaya. Basically just to open your eyes and your ears at the beginning of my song of control. And you'll hear, and you'll understand. Listen to the universe speaking to you. Your thoughts are things. Your dreams are valid. You know, I mean, connect. There's a very connection. Getting in tune things. When you feel something, there's a reason why you feel something. Don't subjugate it. Don't push it down. If something's trying to come to you and talk to you, don't push it down. If a spiritual guide is pushing you on the back in the back of your car, listen, man. He or she or whatever is trying to connect with you and tell you, hey, man, you're on the wrong train, man. Your train ain't going nowhere, but the wrong way. And it's basically, right now we're in our universe on the 2012, that aspirations and what's happening, the vibration is continuing upon our vortex, our area, our planet, our solar system. Our souls, we have the great opportunity to expand our vibrational area to a higher being, a higher person, a more evolved society, a more evolved opportunity. Happen one way or the other. And there'll be decisions between and choices, those out there, whether they choose to continue to try to live in the bubble because that fishbowl is going to bust of reality. And unfortunately, there are those who are so fearful from that will either go face new the reality when they sense they become to terms of the reality. There are some who welcome it, and that's what I, God, hope everybody out there embraces their new new things that are unfolding. Some people call it the ascension. And then there are some who are just simply, you know, crazy from, like I said, from the fear of it. And then there's some who will be destroyed from it. They don't really physically get destroyed. They just will go on to another realm. Not in this side, not in this planet, because this planet's changing, it's evolving. So, with that, I definitely want you all to check. I'm going to have I played them last week, the California Girls. I played a cool song of theirs before. But this time, we're going to hear a little bit Toes to Nose, and please do check them out. I'm going to hopefully have them on a future show. Check them out at www.californiagirls.com. And with that, I want to thank you all out there. Wish you a very blessed week. And I close once again with Toes to the Nose. Hope you like the smell. Gotcha. Thanks once again.
Summer.